We're gonna let the first clip play and then I'm gonna go over it.
Jada didn't ask him to hit anybody. Mm-hmm. Jada made a face because she felt like the joke wasn't funny, right? So this is the reason, this was my point. This is the reason why a lot of the times protecting women is like a joke. It's like, oh, this is ridiculous. Look at what this man did. Look at this man. Rico said it himself that was based on his emotions. Because men don't know how to control their emotions. That this now again falls somehow back on the woman. Well, she didn't find the joke funny. Yeah, he was talking about my disability.
I'm sorry, alopecia is not a disability. Alopecia is basically going bald. Now, yeah, it sucks, and I know it affects women differently, but I'm sorry, going bald isn't a disability. Like, being in a wheelchair is a disability. Having a gimp arm, that's a disability. Being blind is a disability. Going bald is not a disability. And people use words to manipulate. You got to be very careful when you're listening to people talk, because they'll use very specific words to push the narrative they're trying to push, even when it doesn't make sense. So, yeah, be careful with that, with people just using any old words. Like, words have specific meanings. You can't just put them in to fit what you're trying to say to try to get people to think what you want them to think.
No, Matt, I didn't pat his leg and say, babe, beat his. I got upset. I showed it. But that had nothing to do. I didn't tell him to. And then when she came back and said, well, I wish he would have handled the situation better. People said, no, you should have had his back. You should have said, I'm glad he slept. Hey, I never even told the nigga to slap him. I just didn't think my disability was funny.
Homies that's in the grave over women. You know, I got a million homies that's in jail over a female. Most street beefs happen over a bitch. It don't even be over no money or nothing like that.
Yeah, this goes back to men controlling their emotions, which I think is very important. And I know a lot of guys who are not in control of their emotions. They always mad. They always screaming, you know, like they always throwing grown up temper tantrums, which shouldn't even go together. Those words shouldn't even go together in a sentence. Don't even make sense. Men should lead their women. But if you're leading, you can't be all caught up in your feelings. If she controls you emotionally, you're definitely not leading that woman and guiding that woman. Because a lot of times, you know, women are more emotional than men. Not 100% of the time, but I feel like on average. So if the temperature of the relationship is based off her emotional roller coasters, that relationship is doomed to fail.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh. I mean, yeah. Usually when your woman says, hey, babe, I was thinking, it's rarely something good. It's rarely going to be something good for you. Like, hey, babe, I was thinking, you want to go to the bedroom? I learned this new trick. I was watching this video. I want to show you this new trick I learned. No, it's never that. It's always, can you clean the gutters? You know, can you get a dead animal out the garage? It's rarely good. So I see where he's coming from. Realizing how much I love my boyfriend and how happy he makes me. Oh, that's beautiful. Something positive for a change. Oh, wait, no. Feeling like I'm constantly being mean or impatient towards him for no reason and only catching it after it happens. Ladies, do you feel guilty when this happens to you? When you are mean or rude to really anybody, not just your boyfriend, and they didn't deserve it? Does this hunt your dreams? I'm just curious. So she's admitting to being the bad one in a relationship? That's rare. That's rare for the ladies. The first step is admitting that you're doing this. The next step is get some help.
Stop it. Get some help.
So you don't lose this good man and regret it for the rest of your life. But I'll commend you on at least admitting it to the world at that. Thinking about the time I started seeing this guy, his ex sent me a video of them having to try to hurt me. So I found her dad's number and sent it to him. Toxicity at its finest. It's best to not engage with this type of BS. If somebody does this to you, you know, send you a video or something to try to ruin your relationship, just ignore it. You know, when you do terrible things like that back, that karma is going to come back to you. You know, oh, somebody did me wrong, I'm going to do them wrong. And it's just a constant cycle of bad karma. It's best to just let stuff like this go. Nobody got hurt. Delete the video, move on with your life.
I hate when I tell people I don't want to have kids and they're like, but why? Don't you want to get married? And I'm like, yeah, I want to get married. I never said I didn't. I just want to be my husband's baby.
Well, yeah, most men want to get married to build a legacy and start a family. So it's no point. It's literally no point in modern day America for a man to get married with a chick just because, and they're not going to have kids. It's absolutely no point.
Hey, look at this really cool stick I found. Feel it. It's really smooth.
I mean, to be fair, it is a pretty smooth stick. I mean, that is a cool stick. You can make fun of them if you want, but I think it's a cool stick. You know, guys like this need to get picked more by all these hotties on social media. These are the average men that get overlooked, that can make great partners and show you about all the cool sticks they found.